May we serve with hearts of compassion. Amen. Sit with this for a moment. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." Where do we hear echoes of this in our own lives, and how we think about who deserves what and when? Before I joined the Army, I was struggling to pay for college. I didn't take out any student loans. I didn't even really understand how they worked or what they were. I paid on a semester-by-semester payment plan, and if I didn't pay the semester I was in off, then I couldn't register for the next one. And I was going to college full-time with 14 to 16 credit hours and working fast food full-time. And I was struggling to keep this up. And I kept hearing these "be all you can be" Army commercials and "join the Army to get college money." Then Desert Shield was being hinted at, and news coverage of ROTC students freaking out about maybe getting deployed, and the cadets only joined for the college money that they didn't know they'd actually have to fight. Well, this made me really angry, and I kept thinking, what were you thinking? You signed up to be a military officer. What did they think military meant? These foolish ROTC students in my 19-year-old mind didn't deserve any extra oil for their lamps. When I joined, I understood the full implications of what it meant to join the military and how it could change my life. So as we honor Veterans Day this weekend, I would like to thank those of you who have served or currently serve, and those of you who support our veterans. We have among us people who volunteered for military service and those who were drafted. Soldiers are asked to lay their bodies down for the protection of others, for their fellow soldiers, and for the ideals of our country. Whether one is drafted or volunteers, their bodies and minds can be misused. It is vital that we as Christians understand what it means to ask a living person with a history and a future to become a sacrifice, the cost we ask of them. Veterans from these past 16 years of war come with staggering statistics. 6,931 soldiers have died in Iraq and Afghanistan from 2001 through 2017. An average of 18 veterans die from suicide every day. It is estimated that one in three soldiers who served in Iraq or Afghanistan will develop PTSD. Roughly 2 million U.S. troops have been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, and nearly 50% of returning troops will be eligible for some level of disability payment. How can we honor these sacrifices? How can we as a Christian community ensure that their sacrifices were not in vain? And Jesus calls us to question how we think about abundance and resources and people different from us. At the Sermon on the Mount, over and over, Jesus reminds us who we are to bless: the poor, those who mourn, the meek, the hungry and thirsty. Over and over, Jesus reminds us that when we are merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, we become blessings to others. Our parable in Matthew is an apocalyptic one, a parable about Jesus dying and returning, and what we do in the meantime. Our parable is a reminder to persevere in our lives lived in faith, lives shaped by prayer, lives shaped by helping others, lives shaped by our relationships with Jesus Christ. We are to live as though we are creating always the kingdom of God in the midst of us, filled with hope and compassion. Amen.